She brings wealth and health to her audience by tackling hot topics around substance use disorder, mental health, and wellness. Her mission, vision, and goal are to help you heal from your past trauma, inspire you to transform your body, mind, and soul so you can live your best life. Your board-certified psychiatric mental health doctor, nurse practitioner, trauma care maestro, and media analyst, your life ambassador, best-selling author, TEDx talk speaker, CEO of Pool of Bethesda Psychiatric Health in Arizona. Let's all welcome Dr. Princess Fumi Hancock.
Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me. For those of you who do not know me yet, my name is Dr. Princess Fumi Hancock. People call me your vision midwife. Others call me your compassionate trauma care maestro. Of course, I'm a board-certified psychiatric mental health doctor of nurse practice out here in Arizona. So thank you so much for joining me today. For those who are not familiar with my platform, please go to the YouTube. You can find me on Princess of Suburbia, or you can also find me on International Diaspora Network, where I offer you some goodies concerning mental health. And of course, those who love podcasts, you can also find me there on Tier DeVille. Just say Tier DeVille with Dr. Fumi, F-U-M-I. You can Google that, and of course, it's going to show you all the platforms that I'm at. So thank you so much for joining me. I want to talk to you today about the role and the impact of friendship in our lives. All right? The role and the impact of friendship in our lives. I think about a few weeks ago, I got a chance to kind of reconnect with someone who had a big part and a big role in my life when I used to live in Tennessee. And for some reason, I mean, we had done a lot of things together. We did similar. When you see her, you saw me. When you saw me, you saw her. That was how close we were when I was in Tennessee. And of course, we also did some shows. There were some shows, the Princess of Suburbia, where I invited her to be my co-host, and it was an incredible success. We had a lot of people that watched us. It was just powerful. We would walk on the streets of Tennessee, and people would instantly recognize us through that show. So we were riding up until we just hit the snag. I felt the need that I needed to expand on what I was doing and needed to kind of create platforms for other women where they could come in on podcasts and be known, where I could come in and also do documentaries on them, and so that they can share their trauma stories. So I had that a little separation from away from this girlfriend of mine. But sadly, because of that separation, I think we kind of allowed the enemy people to get in the midst of that. And bottom line was that everything just fizzled. Until a few weeks ago where we reconnected. And we're trying. We're really taking it slow to kind of find ourselves back where we need to be again. Why am I sharing this? I'm sharing this to let us know that with what is going on in life right now, where you have people, friends, neighbors shooting each other, children just barely walking on the park and then be shot. Just too much chaos and craziness that is happening around us in the U.S. right now. And also all over the world, frankly, but the U.S., because of the impact of gun and all that, things have become really, really crazy. And I got the thinking that, you know what, life is so short, right? You had some parents who took their children to school in the morning and said, hey, sweetie, good morning, I'll see you, goodbye, have a great day at school, and I'll see you at the end of school. But then the end of school never came, because the only thing that they heard was a story about somebody going in and shooting their child to death. We have someone whose children was on the lawn just playing, and the ball happened to cross over to a neighbor's. And what did the neighbor do? Shoot the child, shoot the mother, shoot the father. I mean, it's just going crazy. And so I said to myself, life is too short. Are we going to continue to live alone and live and not try to impact the lives of others through friendship? And so for me, reuniting with this girlfriend of mine was essential it was crucial that we reunited so that those who thought that it was over, those who go about behind the scenes telling stories that is not true, would know that we eventually got back to where we needed to get back to. But the cool part about this is that both of us have grown. Since then, I've gone on to become a board-certified psychiatric mental health doctor of nurse practice with my clinics. She's gone on to grow her business. She's gone on to even have a doctorate, which I always slammed her on back then. Like, okay, girl, it's time for your doctorate. And she'd be like, oh, God, all right, let me breathe a little. And to see that, you know, the same week that she finished was when we reunited. That was just, if that's not divine, I don't know what is. So I share this with you, and I think that as time goes on, we will continue to share. I will have that opportunity and that latitude to be able to release and continue to share more. And perhaps maybe the two of us will come together and talk about friendship and the impact and the understanding and the importance of allowing other people to be just themselves, right? To understand that there will be times where there's separation. And there are times God will bring you back together. And other times God will just say, bye-bye, just keep going, right? But there are times, I always felt that there were unfinished business with her. And so because of that, this just thrills me to be able to bring her back on my platform, you know, for the world to see that, you know what? Yeah, they might have written it off, but I even wrote it off at some point. But after talking to him, then I realized, talking to her, wait a minute. There has been some misconception between the two of us, you know. There has been misconception on her part. There has been misconception on my part, simply because we didn't take the time to really sit down and say, tell the truth, tear the veil, and tell the truth about the situation, and be able to just nip it in the bud. But perhaps God has something to do with that too, because now I see her. She's blossomed. I just love what she's doing right now. I see her now, you know, and I see where I am now too. And I know that we have even more that we can use to impact each other. So friendship is pivotal to our mental wellness. For those of us who just say we're cool, we're just staying in the house, not talking to anybody. Yes, I'm one of those, right? I'm one of those. But at the end of the day, we still need people. We need others in our lives too. We can't just live by ourselves and say, okay, this is it. We stay in our own cocoon and our own bubble. And if we're not going out to reach out and touch other people, then we're subject to any kind of misinformation, disinformation out there. We need to get out of our bubbles and begin to reach out. So for myself, being in Arizona here, I've been a little bit skeptical about joining churches, because I mean, in California, I was so ingrained in it. Everywhere that I've been and lived, I've been ingrained in it. But for some reason, because of the COVID and just a kind of things that's going on right now, you know, I'm not impressed. And frankly, I'm not impressed by some of our pastors right now. I'm not impressed about their stance politically. I'm not impressed. I'm just simply not impressed. And for me, it's hard for me to sit under that kind of, I wouldn't want to even call it anointing, under that kind of person. Because what's the point in, you know, people tell me, oh, it's church, you can just go, you're talking to God. But the point is, if I don't agree with you, it's going to be tough for me to just sit in the church and just be saying I'm singing to God, where the person on the stage, I do not agree with what they're doing. Right. I, as a Christian, I happen to believe that everybody needs to live their life. I don't necessarily have to agree with the way you live your life, but I don't have to choke you with my own either. I don't have to bang your head with my Bible. I think that my life is Bible enough. I think that even in my own imperfections, you can see God's perfection and still be able to say, wow, I see her faith. I see her belief. I see her trust. I see her love. I see her kindness. I see her gentility. Those are the kind of things that I believe that God has called us to do. And so just recently, I got to visit a church. And it was refreshing. Let me say that. I don't know what else is going to happen, but that particular service was refreshing for me because it brought me back to the kind of worship that I was used to. So I don't know what's going to happen. So what am I talking about? Friendship is huge. is a big part of our mental wellness. It's important that at least we have one or two people. You don't have to have the whole world, but at least one or two people that you can reach out and touch and say, hey, say, I'm thinking about this. What do you think? But at the same time, you want that friend to be able to tell you the truth, even if it's not good, even if it's something that's going to, you know, hit you right smack in the middle of your face. You still want them to tell the truth. You don't want a say, yes, yes, yes kind of friend, because I would rather not have a friend than have a yes, yes, yes kind of friend. So if you have a friend that you have not seen in a while, perhaps this is the time, because life is so short. So kind of reach out and just see how they're doing. Perhaps this is the time. Now, there are some friends that is just not going to work. Please don't go and stir up trouble for yourself. All right. So you got to kind of figure out the kind of friendship you want back in your life. All right. Use wisdom. Use God's wisdom. If you have not gotten a chance to check out my podcast, please go to Teddy Vale with Dr. Fumi, F-U-M-I. You can Google it. It's all over the platforms. You can also watch me on YouTube, The Princess of Suburbia, or the International Diaspora Network. Until next time, be inspired, be motivated, be of sentimental value. Understand that you, my friend, you are the hero or heroine in your life story. Do not allow anybody to disrupt your life. Until next time, bye for now.
Thank you for listening to Tear the Veil with Dr. Fumi. We hope you have enjoyed being a part of today's show and that we have helped you in shining. For further information, you can visit us at Dr. Fumi, psychdnp.com and pobpsychiatry.com.